All right, here we go with segment four of The Bigger Picture. I'm Marshall Wood, your host. For this segment, we're talking about America's past, present, and future written in black and white. And I've just said essentially the future's here. All those things that I've been expecting, I believe, have now been kicked off and are happening right here and have been under my nose, and I didn't realize it. So I want to talk a little bit about what happened today, what I discovered today that sort of said, wait a minute, Woody, it's here, buddy. But before I do that, I want you to understand that there's somebody outside, two or three people outside with signs saying Woody is a racist, he's a misogynist, he's a hater, all those things. Well, they can just go away. Or I guess in my mind's eye, they're there because they probably will be eventually one of these years. But I am not anti-black, and I can stand on my track record. I've tried to start a black flight school to help young African-Americans get into aviation. I even tried to start, encourage some guys involved with some investors in trying to start a black airline operating out of Jacksonville to Dakar and into the other major airports in Africa, because that's a massive developing market. I've actually encouraged several young black aviators into the career. One of them is an airline pilot today, very close personal friend. Another young man recently that gave his first airplane ride to and explained to him about ATC, air traffic control, and he's now out in Oklahoma City studying to be an air traffic controller. I've spoken in black churches. I will refrain from mentioning any names of the pastors because they probably don't agree with me politically. I don't want to embarrass them, but they are good friends. And I have spoken in their churches. And one example, I guess, that I want to give above all else, and I'll call her name because she likes to be mentioned on the radio. I have an associate. Well, let's just say her first name for now is Denise, and she's a black activist in the Jacksonville area, actually a registered Republican, or was, but she's a good friend of Corinne Brown. And of course, I would be opposed to anything that Corinne Brown stands for, but Denise asked me one day to write a letter to the editor supporting Corinne Brown, lessening her sentence for some things that she was sentenced to prison for and received a thing. And I know that Donald Trump did not feel that what happened to her was right. But I was happy to do that. I wrote a letter to the editor expressing my view that Corinne Brown had not done anything worse than what the average Democrat and some Republicans have done, and that perhaps she was being overcharged. But I have, chapter 9 of my book, if anybody will pick up The Bigger Picture, The War Against the Fatherhood of God and the Culture of Christ, and I'll be happy to give you a copy if you want one. If you go to chapter 9, I think you'll find that I have been a defender of the black race and an encourager of black citizens, though I am absolutely opposed to everything in black culture as I am to the white elitist, liberal, atheistic culture. But I am not anti-black. I'm not anti-white. I think the white culture, the Gentile, the Greek culture has produced what God intended for it to do. But I'm not into banking and insurance and investments and the other stuff. We live by Proverbs 37 through 9. Two things I ask of you, Father God, give them to me before I die. Keep vanity and lying lips far from me, and feed me, please, with food that is sufficient for my needs. Don't give me poverty that I steal and profane your name or wealth that I shrug my shoulders and say, who is God? Like Psalms 2 and Psalms 10. I'm not anti-black, I'm not anti-white, but I am against black culture, and I am against the elitist whites. And right now, I've noticed on the one channel that I watch on TV, Channel 4 in Tallahassee, WJXT, in the last couple years, there has been a pronounced move toward fake news, and also by a reordering of the on-air talent. And quite a few black folks, although one black gal on there is one of the finest people I know. I know of her, and she is outstanding professionally. And but you see a greater number of black folks represented on there. You see a lot of effeminate males. I believe there are several that are homosexual, but it's not traditionally what's been on TV. Well, okay, that's no big deal. But when the news is reported with a bias, like recently this horrible shooting that took place in the Dollar General in Jacksonville, which was not a racist event, I don't care what they say, the deranged young man was using that in a deluded mind, and yeah, he said what he said, but this was not an operative white terrorist. But Al Sharpton shows up. I think Benjamin Crump was there, if I'm not mistaken. But the news media has been repeating this over and over again, this racist attack. And ladies and gentlemen, what's happening disproportionately in this country in attacks on, like, the white lady in Chicago that was followed by a mob of black people and beaten up outside, you don't hear about these things. But when a crazy kid goes in and does something in the name of white terrorism or whatever it's accused to be, it becomes overblown. And I wondered why. Why would one station like Channel 4, the one I had chosen out of all the others to watch, the most watched station in the Jacksonville market, because I rejected another station we watched when we first got here, Jeannie and the current mayor of Jacksonville were on there. But I'll tell you what they did that lost my business, my loyalty, in the next segment. And I'm going to tell you the rest of the story of WJXT Channel 4 in Jacksonville and why I won't be watching anymore. May they go to hell. Join me in the next segment. Thank you.